Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where, what's going on, where you are in the time continuum of ownership, what's your challenge or what your opportunity is. You can read, listen, you can watch the videos, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question right there on the homepage. A lot of stuff there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephanie Vance is our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the new book, The Influence Game. And it's all about how to gain influence. Primarily, her focus is with Washington, but I think you can. I think regardless of who you're trying to influence, what you're trying to accomplish, her fundamentals are the same. Because Stephanie, they're based on some of the fundamentals that I talk about on the show, and that is the definition of ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. That's from Lynn Morella. Albert Camus said, "Integrity has no need of rules." And Socrates said, "The greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be." Those three things. Aren't those three great ways to think about how to not only live your life but how to interact with other people and maybe try to influence them?
Well, absolutely, and that's part of the goal of the book is, there's sort of three goals of the influence game. One is to eradicate bad influence everywhere. The second is really
now,
to...
Do you have a cape? Are you wearing a cape these days?
I should, right?
You ought to have a cape, of course.
I know. The other is to take the principles that lobbyists use and apply them in any influence situation. It's business, it's negotiation, it's trying to get your kids to clean up their room. Mm-hmm. That may not be possible, but and the third thing is really to give people some influence principles that allow them to still sleep at night, which it seems odd that you could base that on what's going on in Washington, D.C., but I do try to make the case for that.
There are a lot of new members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. Seems like there's a lot more turnover in the last few years. Are these new members demanding, are you seeing that they're demanding more integrity, more that they're approached from an integrity standpoint?
Well, I don't think that integrity has been as missing as everyone thinks it's been. I think that the integrity is important in Washington, D.C., and I do see that many members of Congress are trying to live by that. But I also see that there's integrity and then there's intransigence. And mm-hmm. There's some intransigence going on. There's a lot of people who sort of feel that their way or the highway, and mm-hmm. that concerns me. That concerns
right.
me.
What are you telling? What are some of the one or two of the fundamentals that you're teaching? And what you're doing, you're helping groups all over the country who want to have influence with different organizations, including the government, lobbying organizations such as trade groups, Main Street, Heartland America trade groups, not just the K Street folks, but you're training those folks. What are you telling them to do?
Well, there's a few principles, and it's basically sales. It's knowing what you want, making it very clear in your head what it is that you are most interested in achieving. It's making the ask. That's the number one reason why people don't get what they want in sales.
They don't ask. That's exactly right.
They don't ask. And it's the same thing with legislators. It's also really knowing your audience. In the lobbying world, a lot of people just decide they're going to put together their message, and that's what they're going to focus on, and they're going to talk about that with absolutely no understanding of the person that they're talking to. And part of that, to me, is also basically knowing, what it is they need from you. It's not always what you want to give them.
Don't you also have to, and this is something I've learned in sales, I've learned trying to influence people in a lot of different levels, don't you also have to know what that person is up against, how their system works? Because sometimes you can ask somebody for something, you can sort of maybe even beat them up and say, we need you to do this. when what you're asking them, they fundamentally can't do because of the way the system works. You have to, what do you see my point? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think some of that is during campaigns, people make promises to get votes that they can't keep. So I think that some of that is on the political side. But, you know, I also think one of my principles is to know what gets them up in the morning and keeps them up at night. In Washington, D.C., what gets them up in the morning is usually a policy issue they care about. And, you know, what keeps them up at night is whether they're going to be reelected. But in the business world, that can be any number of things. And if you know what that is before you go and talk to them, you're going to be able to structure your message in a way that's going to try and solve their problems, not just yours. And that's what the most effective lobbyists do.
Right. And so this is where a lot of organizations out here on Main Street will hire a person who knows that game, who knows how to play the game, so to speak. Or let me rephrase this. I don't want to make it sound like they're playing a game, but they know the rules. They understand what the, you know, that this is not football, it's baseball, or it's not basketball, it's cricket, or whatever the rules are. They know what those are, how to plug in and be the most efficient so that you don't waste anybody's time.
Well, that's true. And, you know, to do some more quotes, Albert Einstein said, "Those who know the rules win the game." And so that's, you know, right, part of what the influence game is about. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that will help them.
Advocacyguru.org, is that right?
.com.
Advocacyguru.com. The book is called The Influence Game. Stephanie, come back again real soon.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. The book's available wherever books are sold, by the way, folks. Check it out. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.